Carlos Gardel, Zuna Cabeza, Paul Una Cabeza. But now it's time for Mornay. Good morning, Mornay.
A very good morning to you. And yes, to all the gardeners and listeners out there, non-gardeners and gardeners alike. I think this morning we're going to be chatting about something that's probably overlooked at this time of the year in your garden. And that's to do maintenance on your irrigation system. I think most gardens out there realize that the irrigation system is probably still the most effective way of watering your plants, and what we found is in the last couple of months you probably found that your irrigation system has been switched off, and as it starts warming up in the next month or so, we're going to have to start switching them back on again. But very important at this time of the year to do a little bit of maintenance. I mean, we tend to forget about it, and instead of getting around to doing crisis management in the garden, it's always a good idea to do a bit of maintenance on the irrigation system, because once the irrigation system has been installed either by yourself or by a professional, it doesn't remain static. What happens is plants are growing around the irrigation nozzles constantly, so things need to be adjusted and checked. So here's a few things that I'd like to run through so that you can make sure and sort of draw up a checklist. First of all, if you have any filters on your irrigation system, this is very important. If you're pumping out of a tank or if you have a well point or a borehole, ensure that they are properly cleaned, because a blocked filter is just putting more strain on the pump, which is completely unnecessary and just simply wasting energy. The other thing to do, secondly, is flush your entire line. So what you will do is each one of your irrigation lines, be it for the bed or for the grass, find the end point, open up that irrigation nozzle, or if you can disconnect the pipe somehow, or if it's a pop-up sprinkler in your lawn, completely remove it and flush that entire line to get all any grit and dirt out of the system. And then thereafter, third point, is clean your nozzles. You'll be amazed, even pop-up sprinklers which you have in lawns, they all come with a built-in filter, and it's important to remove them out of the lawn manually, if in the case of a pop-up, and disconnect that little filter, clean it with some soapy water and a toothbrush is always a very good idea, and just simply reassemble. It'll just make sure that your efficiency is so much better. And then with the small little microjets that you often find in your garden beds, they easily get blocked by grit and grime, and what you would do there is you simply remove off the head manually, and you'll need something like a paper clip which you straighten out, and that's just big enough to fit in the hole and unclog any debris which might have built up over the period. It's important to always note that you always find that the furthest sprinkler on your irrigation line will normally be the one that's the dirtiest and need the most attention. The other thing that you need to look at, make sure that you don't have any shrubs or trees which have blocked the irrigation spray, so in other words, preventing the water from going where it really needs to. Sometimes you will require a little bit of trimming back or pruning back of a shrub or a bush, or alternatively what you need to do is you need to lengthen the height of your irrigation spray to ensure that you get the coverage that you originally intended. Then look at the time of your irrigation system. If you have an automated system, it's very important to look at that. We tend to think that once we start it out, and we put a specific time frame on our irrigation cycles, that it stays like that forever. That's not the case. As your garden grows and matures, it either requires less or more water, depending on the situation. Normally, what you'll find is that the garden requires a lot more water once the plants are starting to become established, and that you can tune it down. If your irrigation system has got something like 10 minutes on each station, then it is not properly being set in, and you need to do some fine adjustments. Lastly, very important, do this on a nice warm day with a swimming costume on, because there's only one way to really test your irrigation system, and that's to put it on while you're working, and it's going to have some fun with that as well. And ensure that your coverage is where you want it to be. So there we have a gardening tip going into, we're already in spring, but maintenance that needs to be done in the garden. And for any other questions, queries, or topics that you would like to hear about on Fine Music Radio, send us an email on finegardening@fmr.co.za.
Thanks, Morney. And would you say watering at night is the best way to do it?
Yes, it is. Especially, one must look at where you are in Cape Town. It's quite important. So if you can water in the periods where the wind is blowing the less, it's a good idea because you have less evaporation taking place. Early morning gardening, watering at least probably a little bit better than late evening, especially at the heat of summer.
Thanks, Morney. Okay, see you next week.